This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Silicon Valley loves its buzzwords like burn rate, and if I hear disruptor one more time. Another favorite is meritocracy, the idea that talent, not status, is the key. Turns out the meritocracy reputation has roots in a very specific bit of Silicon Valley history. From the Marketplace Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark has more.
When the word meritocracy first popped up in Silicon Valley in the 1970s,
it was used in a very specific way.
Leslie Berlin is a historian for the Silicon Valley Archives at Stanford. She says back then, meritocracy was really used to describe a corporate management style.
Unlike older, more stultified companies where what you earned was directly related to your job title, this new model was going to recognize the contributions of the people who made the biggest difference in the company.
The idea was championed by microchip inventor Robert Noyce. Early in his career, he'd been frustrated at companies with top-down cultures. So when he started Intel in 1968, he tried something new. Here he is describing it in a promotional video, which explains the dated background music.
There is a new management style evolving now, looking at human worth rather than the usual autocratic organization of the company.
At Intel, and soon many tech companies, employees were offered stock options that increased in number and value the more they contributed. Bosses would sit in cubicles right next to their workers. And historian Leslie Berlin says there were also the all-important weekly
beer bashes.
Everyone, from the guys who worked on the manufacturing line to the CEO, would show up.
You know, you stand around and sip a beer and talk to people. It was great.
That's Len Yates. In the 80s, he developed software at Tandem, a company famous for its beer bashes.
People would bash around new concepts. People were much less concerned with status and just about getting the work done and watching their stock options grow in value.
Stock options and beer bashes are still very much part of Silicon Valley today, but the idea of meritocracy has morphed from a management style to a much bigger and more contested concept. I'll get to that part of the story this afternoon. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.